Old England, now rejoice, thy sorrows all are past. Triumph with heart and voice, good news is come at last. Those that long time did mourn, come and rejoice with me. I scorn my coat to turn, but faithful I will be. Heavens bless our general, which hath our sorrows drowned. Pray for him, great and small, King Charles must now be crowned. This is good news indeed for every honest man. The law will now proceed, traitors, do what you can. Your glass is almost run, your time is almost spent. You must to Squire Dan, except you now repent. Stand for King Charles right, leave lords of high renown. Dum pa ba da ba 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 ba, Charles must wear his crown. You that did once bear sway, and kept us all at under, now is your reckoning day, good subjects you did plunder. Those that did firmly stand for Charles of high renown, you banished the land and chased them up and down. Then traitors all repent in city and in town. Your time is almost spent, King Charles must wear his crown. What answer can you make either to God or man? What course now can you take? Do all the best you can. For murdering of your king, the law will now proceed. Beware a hempen string, no better can you speed. Then traitors all repent, in city and in town. Your time is almost spent, King Charles must wear his crown. Your Anabaptist's head no comfort can you bring. Alack, he is almost dead for treason against the king. Himself must answer make for what is done and past. He can no way forsake, Squire Dunn, I fear at last. Then traitors all repent in city and in town. Your time is almost spent, King Charles must wear his crown. Come, Harrison, thou art the man, I and John Oakley thy brother. For treason against the king, there scarce is two such other. The one a butcher's son, the other a poor drayman. You must to Squire Dunn do all the best you can. You traitors all repent, in city and in town. Your time is almost spent, King Charles must wear his crown. Alack, blind Hewson, now, where is thy last and all? It had been better for thee to have kept it in thy stall. For judging of the king, a rebellious horrid deed, beware of a hempen string, no better thou can speed. And for killing poor prentice boys, for playing at the football, Squire Dunn has hempen toys, for sure will serve you all. Bold Arthur Hastleridge, Newcastle doth thee curse, for raising of their coals, 4 shillings a cauldron just. Nay, this the worst of all, for judging of the king, as thou sate in Whitehall, beware an hempen string. Repent, you traitors all, in city and in town. Justice doth on you call, King Charles will pull you down. Curse the day that ever you did know, bold Oliver, I say, that traitor, England's foe. He being a brewer's son, you liquored well your throat. The commentary you have undone, yet now beware a rope. For climbing up so high, you are sure to have a fall. The innocent blood doth dry down with these rebels all. When you had murdered the king, you banished his wife, and all the royal offspring you sought to take their life. All that true subjects were, you did them traitors call. You must to Hyde Park Fair, Squire Dunn invites you all. Then traitors all look to it, the rump you cannot save. The gallows will claim her, do use all the skill you have. Concluding thus I cry, God save our gracious king, from bloody tyranny and all the royal offspring. Lord bless the Duke of York, brave General Monk also. He is a noble spark against King Charles his foe. Then traitors all repent, mark we well what here is said. Your time is almost spent, alack, you are all betrayed.